Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, then we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're going to be glad you did that because we got Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. Giovanni is a good friend of mine, and whether you know it or not, he's a good friend of yours because he works tirelessly. Every waking minute of his life, he works hard to stand in the breach between you and your government, to make sure that as much as is humanly possible, that your government doesn't harm you any more than is necessary. And he does that in his role as Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce right there in our nation's capital. And he's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, I'm a great fan of yours. You do yeoman's work for small business, and if there's anybody that's in touch with the small business community, it's yourself. It really is a pleasure fighting for small business here in the nation's capital.
Well, I feel safer knowing you're there, Giovanni. And one of the things, though, is I want to talk about the first, before we get into any of the policy details, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. I want you to tell us about the big doings coming up in May during Small Business Week, in and around Small Business Week. The U.S. Chamber always has a big summit, and yours is the week of the 23rd. Is that right?
23rd through the 25th
of May.
Yeah. Hundreds of small businesses coming to Washington. We're going to hear some great speakers. We're going to network. We're going to really determine what's impacting small business and what's going to drive the chamber's agenda, and then we're going to go up to the hill. You know, there's always a hill that stands in the way of our freedoms. You know, Bunker Hill and Iwo Jima.
We got to charge the hill, aren't you?
Capitol Hill, and we're going to tell the senators and congressmen really what it's like out there, and that's from the viewpoint of small business.
Well, so this is something you guys have been doing for a long time. I'm so proud of you for calling attention to small business and making a big push on 1 week and inviting small business owners to come to the Capitol, but also not just to come to the Capitol, but also to have access to it from your website. I know C-SPAN last year, the event was on C-SPAN, and I talked to people all over the country who told me they watched it on television.
Well, having you there last year was the highlight of my event.
We got to get you out more, Giovanni.
Well, we had a great time, and we're going to have another good time this year.
But tell us about some of the people who are going to be there this year, what they're going to be talking about.
Well, we have General McChrystal that's going to talk about leadership. I understand he's bringing crowds around the nation together. We have our Wall Street Journal panel again. We're certainly going to have the chamber's experts talking in a roundtable as to what the legislative priorities, what's happening in Congress. We'll have breakout sessions on trade, on networking, on social networking. It's just an exciting event. You know, and quite frankly, I learn more when I listen to a small business owner than when I have to give him a briefing or her a briefing on what's happening. Because I think that's what's needed here in the nation's capital is more listening to small business.
Well, there's no question about that. There's a whole lot of lip service about small business in Washington, from the administration to Congress to the bureaus to the various agencies. There's a lot of lip service about small business. They sure use our name as leverage to try to make themselves sound like they're being nice to people, like they really actually care about the marketplace. But that lip service doesn't necessarily translate to a benefit for small business. And that's one of the things that I like about your event that's coming up. You guys actually do put small business first. and get that across to anybody who will listen. So the big event's May 23rd. Now, they can find out more about it on the website, right?
Oh, absolutely. USChamber.com or the Small Business Nation website, www.USChamber.com. You know, we look forward to, whether it's a delegation or a single person, small business has the power, and when we can bring them all together, they're very powerful.
Right, no question about it, folks. So be sure to check that out. It's a great event. It's been going on now for a long time, and in my opinion, it's the best event for small business in the whole country during Small Business Week especially. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Giovanni to talk to us about some of the specific things that he is targeting to create for your benefit, small business owners, or to help to prevent from hurting you. And there are some on both sides of the aisle. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.